The state of the housing market is not strong.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in New York. I'm Jeremy Hobson. President Obama's State of the Union address tonight will be strong on economic themes, jobs, competitiveness, and debt. But later this morning, we'll get a look at the Case-Shiller Index, a housing market gauge that's likely to remind us of the continued weakness in housing. And that's what concerns Jeff Merkley, a Democratic senator from Oregon. He wants the president to talk tonight about boosting aid to struggling homeowners because of what he says is the failure of mortgage modification programs like the one known as HAMP. Senator Merkley joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning. Great to be with you.
Well, what would you like President Obama to say, particularly when it comes to foreclosure efforts?
I'd like him to say that 300,000 foreclosure filings a month affecting almost 7 million families over the last 2 years is absolutely unacceptable, that our major national program for this isn't doing the job the way it should, and so we're going to make a renewed national effort to assist families.
Well, aren't you worried, though, that the fundamentals are not strong, that even if you were to have this improvement with HAMP, that you still have people that are really hanging on by a thread in terms of their ability to pay their mortgages, and they'll eventually get foreclosed on anyway?
When homes are being sold, and they're being sold at fire sale prices, in many cases, the family that's in the home could actually repurchase the home in what I've called a short refinance program, and it would stabilize the family and stabilize the community, and this would be a win-win all the way around. So that's another point.
I noticed just the other day that President Obama got rid of his Economic Recovery Advisory Board. It's now called the Council on Jobs and Competitiveness. Are you worried that this is a president who's moving on? He's not really thinking about foreclosures anymore.
Well, certainly I don't see how any president couldn't be thinking about foreclosures when there's been really no improvement, and 2011 looks to be very much like 2010. That's why I'm urging him to address this in the State of the Union, because let's realize that housing got us into this recession.
Right.
And as long as housing is a mess, we're going to be in a recession for a very long time.
Senator, before I let you go, everybody in Congress is talking about how great it would be to cut spending, but no one seems to be able to come up with something they'd actually like to cut. So here is your chance. Is there anything in particular you would put on the chopping block?
I think we have to look very seriously at our war in Afghanistan. I think the purposes for it have changed, and we're spending $1 million per soldier, and we need to think about spending more of those dollars back here in the United States of America.
Senator Jeff Merkley, Democrat of Oregon, thanks so much for your time this morning.
You're so welcome. It's great to be with you.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if the president uses some of his speech to tout some of the investments Uncle Sam has happily shed from its portfolio in recent days. In fact, today the Treasury Department is starting to auction off its so-called warrants in Citigroup. Warrants allow the holder to buy Citigroup shares at discounted prices, and the government has a half billion of them. Our senior business correspondent Bob Moon has more.
This pretty much closes the book on Citi's TARP bailout, according to Morningstar banking analyst Jamie Peters.
The government will no longer own any sort of voting shares for Citigroup after these warrants are sold.
Citigroup's back in the black, and taxpayers already got a thank you last year from CEO Vikram Pandit.
The bridge to the other side to a sound footing came from the American people, and I want to thank our country for providing TARP funding.
And besides a thank you, what did taxpayers get? This latest sale is expected to add a little more to the $12 billion the government figures it's already made. Critics worry it's also established a bad precedent, even though then-Treasury official Herb Allison insisted last year that wasn't the case with Citigroup.
There is no too-big-to-fail guarantee on the part of the U.S. government.
New reforms call for the orderly unwinding of big banks that fail, but Peters at Morningstar isn't convinced that would happen.
If it was a Citigroup-only situation, it's possible they'd let it unwind. If it's everybody, we're going to see another bailout.
In the event, that is, of an unforeseen reversal of fortune. I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Markets are mixed around the globe after yesterday's big rally in U.S. stocks. The Dow closed at 11,980. That's the highest close since June of 2008. Lots of earnings today. Harley-Davidson, Johnson & Johnson, and U.S. Steel, which is expected to show some growth thanks to a boost in demand from automakers.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 1-800-555-8733. And by CSX, working to reduce traffic and pollution while moving 1 million tons of freight daily. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
The Fed kicks off a 2-day meeting today in Washington. Don't expect any big moves like an interest rate hike, but there are signs the economy is growing faster. So some investors are asking, will the Fed reevaluate its plan to buy hundreds of billions of dollars in bonds? Here's Marketplace's David Gura.
The short answer is no. Joseph Gagnon is an economist at the Peterson Institute.
It's difficult for me to conceive or imagine that any economic data we've seen or could see in the next few days or have seen in the last few weeks could possibly change their mind.
He says weekly numbers about housing or unemployment don't usually change Fed policy. Marvin Goodfriend agrees. He's a professor at Carnegie Mellon.
I don't think the numbers have changed enough to warrant a rethinking of the overall strategy.
Goodfriend expects the Fed will keep buying bonds, hoping to encourage investment and keep interest rates low.
It's always good to follow through with your plans unless you have exceptionally good reasons to stop doing so.
One good reason would be inflation. He says the Fed's keeping an eye on bond markets. So far, there's been some investor nervousness.
But not enough, in my opinion, to cause the Fed to stop and not follow through on its full $600 billion purchases.
According to Goodfriend, if the Fed feels like it needs to change course, it could.
But we're nowhere near that yet.
The Fed plans to buy its last round of bonds in June. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.
And finally, Chicago sure likes its hometown loyalty. There's the story about Rahm Emanuel, who was kicked off the mayoral ballot yesterday because judges decided he hasn't lived in Chicago long enough. But here's a guy who's got him beat. John Stone was fired from his job at a car dealership in suburban Chicago because he wore a Green Bay Packers tie. Stone wore the tie to celebrate the Packers' victory over the Bears on Sunday. His boss gave him 5 chances to ditch the tie and keep his job. All 5 times, he kept the tie. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
Food scientists are tinkering in the kitchen in ways, honestly, that are kind of hard to conceptualize.
Just like an inkjet printer you have at home, instead of putting down droplets of ink, I'm putting down droplets of food.
I'm Kai Ryssdal, the Freakonomics of Food and the Numbers from Wall Street, next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.